Well, here we go. It's a Friday morning. Just a couple of days ago, we had a temperature around 70 degrees. And as we speak this morning with Pat Pagano, we're anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground right now. And Pat, give us the news. Is this the real deal finally?
Oh, yeah, it is. Winter storm warnings are out. 6 to 10 inches expected again. Locally higher amounts still possible, north and west. And we'll have snow, even a little bit of a wintry mix at times. Today. So please be careful. The high's 25 to 30. And then tonight, it will clear out and we'll drop to 10 above. Sun and clouds, low 30 Saturday. Sunday, partly sunny. We'll be watching a cold front come down from the north. So there could be some late day snow showers. But the highs ahead of the front will be in the low 40s. And then behind the front Monday, sunny skies and the high between 25 and 30 degrees. So pretty much this whole storm is all on track.
Well, and it's interesting to note for people that are listening, this isn't a classic nor'easter, right?
Not at all. No. This, I think we spoke about this earlier in the week. We kind of look at this as what we call a Miller B. The initial storm system comes up the Ohio Valley, gets into Pennsylvania, weakens as it goes into New York State, and a secondary low, which is already forming off the Delaware coast, that will become the primary storm, and that will be just east of Cape Cod by this evening.
And when should the snow taper off around here?
I would think most of it should be gone by early tonight. So, you know, the National Weather Service has a winter storm warning out for us until midnight. Let's see, for the Berkshires, 10 p.m., for the Catskills, 7 p.m. I'm thinking that 7 to 10 p.m. should be the time that most of it's gone.
All right. And depending upon where you are, anywhere from 6 to 10 inches?
Yeah, 6 to 10 inches in the forecast. I mean, when you think about it, we've, as far as the minimum goes, we've already reached half of that. So it won't be any problem to get to 6 inches. So a lot of places will fall, you know, around 8, 9 inches. And then there'll be local lollipops that will be a little bit higher, which, of course, you'll report to me next week. So, you know, the good thing about it, again, we are headed into the month of March. And even though cold weather will follow, the sun is getting higher. So this stuff melts a lot quicker than it would in January.
All right. And as you look ahead, any more rough weather ahead in the long range look?
Not really. I see, you know, a couple of little disturbances next week that will give us a little snow here and there. But a continuation of pretty a cold weather as we move in the month of March. Temperatures are definitely going to be below normal.
All right. And I want you to know I watched the brand new edition of Law and Order last night.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I had to get used to some of the new characters. And one of the characters they brought back as the head of the police was a bad character years ago. She was a troublemaker, so she's been brought back in the new thing. But getting used to the new characters, it's okay. Good to see Sam Watterson there and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it was okay. Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. I didn't have a chance to watch anything. I was busy with the storm, and then last night I had to hit the sack early because I had to get up early. So, and of course, you know, tomorrow we have our 20 people coming to see the movie. So I have tons of stuff that I have to get done today. And the weather is not helping out.
Yeah. Well, I took your advice and broadcasting from the home studio today.
It's a good idea because it really, really, I mean, aside from the snow, it will get a little bit icy out there today. So it's a good idea you stayed home.
Well, the reason I stayed at the home studio isn't I could get in here with no problem. But if it's going to snow till like this evening, I'm not spending that long at the station.
I don't blame you. Don't blame you.
Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. I want you to have a good movie premiere for all your folks that are coming. And I hope you don't. Is it snowing where you are now?
We have freezing rain. It was snowing. We're now freezing rain. So and the temperature is 29. So everything is icing up.
Well, I want you to have fun this weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. You take care, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.